This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto, an amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Happy Monday. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs. Right here on the Locked On NBA Network, I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, San Antonio Spurs beat writer for Ken's 5 in San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Hope you had a great weekend. I watched a lot of Ted Lasso, so I'm probably going to talk to my guest about that in a few minutes. And what else are we going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about stress levels. Apparently, Spurs fans are very calm and cool and collected, despite the fact that the dynasty era is over and chances of winning a title are years away. We're also going to be talking about Ben Simmons. I know, I get it. But maybe this is a good thing. You'll get to hear what we're going to be talking about in just a few seconds. Do that and more. I'm joined by Two Shots Podcast, Joe Garcia. Joe, I binge watched Ted Lasso.
Well, you know, Ted Lasso is pretty addicting, and like you said, it didn't take long for you to really get addicted. So I believe what you you finished season one.
Oh, I mean, I finished up to season two, up to like, I just couldn't stop. Have you seen it?
I've seen it. That's why I was like, once you start, you're not going to stop. So
did you like it?
Oh, I liked it. It was funny, dude. That's a good thing. It's on Apple, that Apple Plus, that Apple TV Plus. So, yeah, I'm sure you binge watched it and you were laughing and having a good time.
There were so many characters on there that reminded me of other characters in pop culture, like the grumpy soccer player, the old man that retired. You know, he ran into a lot of Vegeta. You remember how Vegeta was always grumpy and his wife was very cheery and perky, you know, kind of like, you know, always just being just very blunt. You know, they might need a lot of Vegeta. And then Ned Flanders. Tell me Ted Lasso is not Ned Flanders.
He's Ned Flanders, dude. He's got the look, even the little mustache.
He has the look and the mustache, everything about Ned Flanders. But hey, make sure to follow Joe on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast, where you get a lot of a healthy dose of Spurs and just general sports talk in general. I'm pretty sure he'll probably do some pop culture talk over there. Ned Flanders and Ted Lasso.
Yeah, your next series that you're going to have to watch after this is check out Mythic Quest on Apple TV Plus. That's pretty funny.
I seen that. It looks like a very Magic the Gathering kind of idea.
It's about video game developers, and they're developing it in the scenes, like all the chaos that ensues. It's pretty funny.
I'll definitely check that out. Hey, but you know what's pretty funny is that Spurs fans, or maybe this is not funny, this is just very good news to hear, that Spurs fans, Joe, are very calm and cool in this rebuild. I don't know if you saw this. It came out late last week, Joe, but a study by BetUS released their findings on which teams' fan bases are the most stressed out. And if you thought the Spurs would be up in the top 10, at least their fan base, because, you know, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to this team? You know, can they make another run to the playoffs? We're stressing out over this. Actually, no, Joe. Out of 30 NBA teams, the Spurs fan base ranked 29th as being the less stressed fan base. Joe, your thoughts?
I ain't buying that for a second, man. They clearly did not factor in Spurs Twitter, because if you're on Spurs Twitter any given day, I mean, it's chaos, dude. And it's like that even before the season even starts, you know. And then you go to Facebook, for example. Mm-hmm. I thought Spurs Twitter was bad, dude. Facebook is just...
I heard that. Is that true, Joe?
It's horrible, dude. You spend 5 minutes on Facebook's, you know, Spurs Facebook, and you're just done, dude. The stuff is just horrible. And what they do is they basically just copy and paste what everybody's saying on Spurs Twitter, and they put it on Spurs Facebook, you know, for it's like verbatim. It's horrible. Like, people can't even form their own opinions about the team. They have to go and copy and paste. And the people that do form their own opinions and put it on there, they get roasted. I mean, everybody's just fighting. It's worse than Spurs Twitter. Let's put it like that. Spurs Twitter is pretty bad.
Well, for sake of this show, Joe, let's just roll with what BetUS had to say in their survey. And, you know, they're saying the Spurs fans are not stressed out. Matter of fact, I think it's like 86% of the fan base is just chill, very calm. Joe, are you surprised if you just take for what BetUS study had to say, just the fact that Spurs fans aren't stressing out about the rebuild, aren't stressing out about chasing title number six. Don't you think Spurs fans would be wanting that and stressing out right now?
Okay. Well, the word on the street, if you're going to go with the fan voice, you know, the actual people you can have a conversation with in person, I'm pretty sure it's not as stressful as social media. And, you know, when you go and you start speaking with people, you know, about Spurs, if you're at, you're out and about, you're at a bar, whatever, the consensus is the expectations for the team, they're not very high. You know, everybody's just like, hey, it is what it is. They're excited just to see what the young core can actually do now. So, I mean, the stress level as far as that goes from the fans kind of coming down to reality and setting the expectation low, I think it's kind of to be expected now, you know, in the absence of them not having a Rudy, you know, or a DeMar, or, you know, Patty's gone, you know, I mean, they know it's just a young core. They're thinking that, hey, they're going to miss the playoffs again. It is what it is. Just support the team, enjoy watching the games, and hopefully it's kind of exciting. You know, that's the consensus. So, I mean, they're not going to be fighting with each other, as we've seen some of these fan fights in stew. You know, yeah. I haven't seen any of that really happen at the AT&T Center. So for the most part, everybody's pretty chill and expectations are kind of low, Jeff. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it, Joe. I think the low expectations with the fan base looking at this team, you even have the Spurs themselves, the front office, like Brian Wright, just say, like, you know, we're going to take our time with Primo. You know, Primo was a number 12 pick. Let's not forget that. And they're not going to rush him. The Spurs are probably not done dealing. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to see that the Spurs have not officially introduced some of the trade assets they got from Chicago. You know, where's the welcome for, Thad Young, Aminu? So, yeah, you could see the writing on the wall right there that this team is not done tinkering with the roster. And I think that's where Spurs fans say, okay, we're seeing what's going on. You were pretty much open, Spurs, that this is a rebuild. But, Joe, for a team that is, you know, for the most part of its history since the Popovich era, you know, championship or bust, has it come to this, Joe? Has it come to this, that this team is now just, hey, you know, maybe it's not championship or bust?
I think it's just Spurs fans coming down and to reality and facing the truth. You know, I mean, basically the team is who they are. You know, there's really not a superstar on this team. We don't have an NBA all-star, let's be honest. You know, could they have one in the making? Sure, maybe any team could have an NBA all-star in the making. Anybody could. But is it actually going to be something that's going to come to fruition? Who knows? You know, I mean, I highly doubt it, Jeff. I mean, we have some really solid players, you know, a couple of really good players on the team. But, I mean, the expectation, you know, and what Spurs fans are going to be actually being able to see on the court. And is that going to translate to more than a handful of, I don't know, 28, 30 wins? Are they going to go to the playoffs? There's a big question mark on all these things. So the not knowing, I think, is new territory for this new generation of Spurs fans, because they haven't really been here before, you know, for a full rebuild or a retool. So I think it's just something new for them. And they really aren't going to know what to expect until the season actually commences. And then that part, Jeff, I don't know what's going to happen either. You know, all the chaos is going to ensue and they're going to start fighting with each other, or they're going to embrace it and just say, hey, you know, at least so-and-so is coming along pretty good, looking at the development of the younger players. So, I mean, that's all you can do at this point.
Yeah. And I think Spurs fans have come to the realization that, you know, that dynasty era is way behind this franchise. It's over. You know, the Spurs have to also stop clinging to that. And you could just tell how much Spurs fans miss the Big Three era, because I mean, for the new Space Jam movie, remember Manu Ginobili did a Spanish commercial about it. And Spurs fans go crazy. You know, Tim Duncan's name gets mentioned somewhere, and Damian Lillard's rap album, that goes crazy. So you fast forward to this season or this new generation of Spurs, and you don't know if DeJounte is going to be a Spur. You don't know if Derek White's going to be a Spur moving forward. Lonnie Walker, you know, some of their other assets, because this team is trying to get back into the swing of things. Joe, you think the fact that the Spurs fans are not stressed out also is a byproduct of the team just having so much success. And it's kind of a feeling of, we've been there, we've done that five times, five titles. It's okay. We've been satisfied.
Doctor created, doctor recommended. It works up to 7 days per use, dry shirt guarantee. I'm talking about Sweatblock. If Sweatblock doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back. Featured and tested on Rachel Ray Show by firefighters, and it's a bestseller on Amazon for the past 10 years. Over 13,000 reviews. Manufactured in the USA. You need to go to sweatblock.com right now. Wear what you want to wear. Your little secret to confidence. This is a must-have for everyone's toiletry bag. Whether it's a big presentation or a hot date, everyone can benefit. Hey guys, look, I get it. Excessive sweating is not fun to talk about. Sweating through your shirt for no reason. It's embarrassing, right? That's where Sweatblock comes in. I know this sounds too good to be true, but you got to try it. I've been trying Sweatblock and all of its items and things you can use to prevent excessive sweating, and they work great. If you or someone you love is dealing with this, you have to check out Sweatblock. Get it today for 20% off at sweatblock.com with promo code LOCKEDON. Once again, that's 20% off at sweatblock.com, promo code LOCKEDON, or at Amazon and CVS, sweatblock.com. General managers ask questions to find the right players, like, do they have ice in their veins? When you're hiring, you can use Indeed assessments to help make sure you find the candidates with the skills you need. Yes, Indeed.com. When hiring gets hard, you need Indeed, the job site that makes hiring incredibly simple. Just attract, interview, and hire. Simple as that. In fact, with Indeed, you can do all of your hiring in one place, even interviewing. Don't just hope for the perfect candidates you'll find. Indeed's hiring tools help you cut through the noise and hire faster and smarter. In fact, Indeed's Instant Match provides a list of quality candidates whose resumes are on Indeed the moment you post a sponsored job. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Get started right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/locked. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/locked. Indeed.com/locked. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
Again, Jeff, I think it's just them kind of facing reality, and they know that this team isn't going to be world beaters, by any means. I mean, they have a lot of work to do, and there's a long road to try to get back to the playoffs. And I think at this point, they're just going to kind of embrace the process. That's all you can do, they're not going to wind up getting, a big name free agent right now. The season's already going to be starting in about, 52, 53 days?
Yeah.
And they're going to go to bat with who they got. It's like the old saying goes, we like the team we have, up in the front office. So, with that said, it's going to be a long season, Jeff.
Let me ask you, Joe. I asked this the other guest last week on Locked On Spurs. I'll ask you, what is your patience? What is your timeline? When does Joe Garcia want to see some dividends from this Spurs team? Is it this season? Next season? Like, how far out will Joe Garcia say, Spurs? Okay, we've been in this process. What's up? Where are the playoffs? Where is this deep playoff run to a title?
I had said before that I thought that was going to be about take 2 to 3 seasons to come to fruition, and I still stand behind that. But honestly, you got to see what you have right now out of some of your players that are no longer rookies. Samanich, Walker, they need to have big years, and if they're not having a breakout year and you kind of, see what they are at face value, they still have value. It might be time to start making some bold moves. The Spurs had their opportunities when it came to the NBA draft. They did nothing. They stood pat. They drafted Primo. They got Wieskamp. And then you look at other teams in front of us, like the Houston Rockets were making big moves in NBA free agency. You got to kind of tip your hat and clap, and say, hey, now that's a front office that's making some moves, being bold and aggressive. The Spurs playing it safe this whole time. If nothing happens as far as the development and growth out of some of these younger players this season, you're going to have to start looking and making some bold moves, and that might be packaging up some of these guys and seeing what you can get for them. I mean, at this point, you need to start trading some of these assets for picks or something that can help you get back to the promised land, because 2 to 3 seasons, Jeff, and, you know, I mean, the window of opportunity is starting to close. Some of these guys that are on the team right now, Derek White, DeJounte Murray, they're starting to get up there, you know, in age. They're not like old men by any means, but they're not spring chickens. You know, it's not like they're 20, you know, and they're 21 anymore. I mean, you got to start making some moves, Jeff. And 2-3 seasons, I thought was generous, but seeing how the Spurs and the, you know, the pop in the front office aren't aggressive, I don't know, Jeff. At the window of opportunity for them and the players they have and the assets that they can get for them, that's closing. So I'd rather see them make moves sooner rather than later. But 2 to 3 seasons, I thought was just being generous. But really, doesn't everybody want to see something change this season? I do. I'm tired of it.
Well, here's the thing, too. Eventually, these guys are going to want to get paid. You know, you can't pay them all. You know, they're going to want to see a good major contract. And unless they're going to do what other Spurs greats have done in the past, take hometown discounts. Tim Duncan did it so often. David Robinson did it so often. Will a Lonnie Walker do it? Will a DeJounte Murray do it? Will a Kellen Johnson do it? So there's still that in the air. You know, you would like to keep them around forever, but something's going to have to give. Usually it's with money and contracts and long-term deals. These guys are going to want that. So,
and they got to want to stay here too, Jeff. It's not just throwing money at them. They have to want to stay here, you know?
Yeah, exactly. He is Joe Garcia. He is the host of the Two Shots Podcast. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. A couple more things about this stress level of Spurs fans before we go into our next topic, Joe. Are you stressed out? Is Joe Garcia stressed out about the next generation of Spurs fans? I mean, Spurs players and the new chapter in Spurs history.
I'm not stressed out. Just, you know, I'm anticipating, you know, what this season's going to kind of bring us. And what I'm really looking forward to is seeing the growth of some of these younger players. I want to see how much they've grown in the offseason, how they develop their game, what they can do this coming season. As I stated before, I know we're going to lose. I'm fine with the losing. I just want to see some actual growth and development, you know, and that's what I'm really looking forward to. That's what I'm keen in on. You know, if there's been no growth or development with certain players, I'm just going to be like, wow, I thought I was, you know, being generous with 28 to 30 wins. And that might not happen if we don't see some actual growth, you know, and seeing what this team can actually do. I mean, it's going to be one of these seasons, Jeff, that you really don't know what to expect. And you're fine with a loss as long as you can see that the team is actually trying. You're going to see some growth with some of this next generation of Spurs player. That's going to me, that's going to either sum up, this is going to be still a productive season, even if we don't make the playoffs yet again. And if they don't have any real development, it could be disastrous moving forward, you know?
All right, Joe. Well, one way the Spurs can speed up this process, and it's been the rumor of the 2021 offseason for San Antonio Spurs fans, and that is, will the team trade for Ben Simmons? I know, Joe. Here we go again. More Ben Simmons talk. But as far as reports or rumors of the Spurs making a deal, it's actually quite the opposite, and that's where we're going to talk about this. Look, there's a reason why Vegas has a lot of fancy buildings out in Las Vegas. There's a reason why, you know, you see luxury hotels. It's because usually the house wins, and Vegas usually wins. Well, Vegas odds makers are starting to put out updated odds on which team the Ben Simmons could land with. And remember, it wasn't that long ago, Joe, where the Spurs were like the third best team to land Simmons at a plus 400. Well, according to Vegas odd makers, my bookie, the Spurs now have the fifth best odds. That's a plus 1,200. Joe, you're starting to see Vegas noticing that the Spurs' chances of getting Ben Simmons starting to dive a bit. Joe, are you surprised by this or not?
This episode of Sprott is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Look, you have computers at home with access to rockauto.com and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Don't go spending up to 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from the chain store or car dealership. Look, Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers online for over 20 years. And Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. Go explore their easy-to-use website today and find the solution for your auto part needs. Whether it's a tail lamp, motor oil, or new carpet, they have it all at Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com.
I'm not surprised by it, no. I mean, the Spurs have some assets that they could trade for him, and literally they'd have to gut the team, but you know what? At the end of the day, if it's going to get us back to the playoffs, then why not? You know, I mean, I've seen the team make worse decisions in the past. You know, so does it surprise me? Not really. But, you know, what's the likelihood of that actually happening? Probably next to none. I don't really see the team making such a bold move, you know. So we can wish, you know, wishful thinking. If something happens, it'd be exciting. Don't get me wrong, you know. But I don't know, Jeff. At the end of the day, you know, the Spurs, they're ho-hum boring, you know.
So are you still go get him? Spurs, or you like no, stay away from Ben Simmons. Spurs.
Look, man. At the end of the day, I had even said, look, the guy's a, you know, they say, like they like to use the phrase NBA superstar, you know, former All Star. The kid can play defense. You know, he has a good enough game. You know, the only downside is the shooting, but you know, like Spurs fans say, we got Chip on the team. You know, he can fix anybody. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, if we're not really going anywhere, you got to try something different, you know? So, I mean, hey, will he be the answer to all our prayers? Probably not. But will he give you a chance to probably get to the playoffs? More than likely, you know, maybe is it going to fare a little bit better than the team we have right now? Who knows, you know, but if you're not getting where you want to go with the horses you got right now, it might be time to send him to the glue farm and get a racehorse. You know,
you and the glue farm, you and the glue. You love that glue farm. But hey, you know, I'm looking at these Vegas odds and it looks like the Blazers now have the best. I'm sorry. Excuse me. The Kings have the best odds at landing Ben Simmons, followed by the Wolves and then the Warriors and the Blazers. Now, the Blazers originally back in June 2021 were the top team. They slipped too. Imagine. Can you imagine just Philadelphia being like that and sending him like to Siberia, like go to the Kings or like the Spurs did. Hey, Kawhi, go to Toronto. Of course, you know, he turned that into a title, but nevertheless, the latest is that Ben Simmons, according to the Ringer, is going to force a kind of a sit out and of training camp and force himself out of there. Just don't know. But the Spurs technically have trade assets, Joe, if they want to swing a deal. And if Philadelphia is going to be reasonable, Daryl Morey, they have Thad Young, they have Aminu, they have draft picks, they have a bevy of young players. I think something reasonable, you know, could be sent to Philadelphia for Ben Simmons. But, you know, Ben Simmons and at least Daryl Morey, he's going to want a haul. He's going to want to gut that Spurs roster. At the end of the day, Joe, I just don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth it to gut the roster. Yeah, unless the Philadelphia is going to be reasonable about it, just be completely reasonable. Be okay, you know, some of those picks you have, maybe one or two of your young guys, but nothing like futures and you know, pick swaps and give me DeJounte, Derek, and Keldon, nothing like that. Joe, your thoughts?
I mean, at the end of the day, Jeff, you got to do something if you're not winning. You know, if you haven't been to the playoffs, you know, in the last couple of seasons, and then you look at the team, you go into the regular season, and that development's just quite not there. And you can already see the writing on the wall. The team's going to have to get desperate and do something to try to remain competitive because everybody else in the West has already passed the Spurs up. The Spurs are just declining and declining and declining. I mean, if you want to get back to the promised land, sometimes you got to make some bold moves. Is Ben Simmons going to be the answer to everything? Probably not, but it's definitely a start, you know, and if you get him, you gut the team, hey, maybe losing isn't bad if you already got a bona fide NBA superstar on the team, you know, and you lose and you get a high draft pick, then you can start building a better team, you know? So at the end of the day, is that really bad? Probably not, you know, but I mean, let's see where we're going to go this coming season. We're talking in hypotheticals, you know, so really don't know what's going to happen this coming season. And to me, that's the exciting part, Jeff, the not knowing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe that's why Spurs fans just decided to just chill and not be stressed out, because, you know, nobody knows. So what's the point of even worrying about it if nobody's going to know? It's not like we had the Spurs fans had a certain thing with the big three, and then at least to a certain extent, Kawhi Leonard. And then the Spurs tried to keep things going with LMA and DeMar. You know, that didn't work out. And now it's total rebuild mode. And circling back to our first segment, you know, about stress out. Yeah, I mean, that should, you know, when the Spurs come out and say, like, yeah, it looks like we're planning for the future, I think everybody kind of takes a step back and say, okay, at least we now know where we stand. This is a rebuild. This is a retooling. And if making a deal for Ben Simmons is going to help, and if the Spurs truly believe that, then they're going to do that. There's no amount of crying and, you know, writing and blogging and podcasting going to change that. But, you know, if Vegas is starting to see a dip in the Spurs odds, chances to say that Spurs fans should hold on to their money, Joe, and maybe not make a bet on Simmons wearing silver and black. Hey, Joe, before we go, we want to send out a quick congratulations to Derek White and his new wife, Hannah White. Joe, they got married over the weekend, Joe. Spurs teammates, Drew Eubanks, Jakob Poeltl, and Keldon Johnson, Lonnie Walker, they were all there to celebrate Derek White tying the knot with his longtime girl. Joe, you're a married man. Any advice for Derek White?
Say congratulations to him, but you should have got that prenup signed before the wedding.
Ah, Joe, you win.
Hey, man, I'm just being honest, man. You know, you got to take care of yourself, you know, so hopefully he got that prenup signed and, you know, wish him nothing but happiness, but he's got to take care of what he's worked hard for, you know?
Okay. Aside from the legalities, Joe, any advice about being a married man?
Yeah. You know, just do your best to try to keep your significant other happy, you know, try to make some time for each other, you know, and you know what the best advice I can give him? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Just because you're with someone doesn't mean you got to be with them 24/7. It's good for you all to have your own things that you do with your friends alone. You know, believe me, man, I wouldn't been able to survive if I didn't have my alone time with my boys, you know, and then come back and see the wife. I mean, I love her. Don't want to be with her necessarily 24/7, you know.
Well, there you go, Derek White. Some advice from Joe Garcia. Hey, we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about Ben Simmons and Vegas saying that maybe the Spurs are not going to be the landing spot for him? And are you stressed out? Are you stressed out about this team moving forward? Or are you like the majority of fans, at least according to the study, they're just calm and chill? Let us know right now. Joe, how can they talk to you? What's going on at Two Shots?
They can get a hold of me at Two Shots at Two Shots Podcast, all spelled out. I'm on Twitter, you know, so just look up TWO Two Shots Podcast. Follow me. Let's talk, you know. I've been actually taking a little sabbatical from social media lately, you know, because, I mean, the season is a grind, Jeff. So kind of taking a little step back, worked on some things behind the scenes, you know, worked on the website, start contacting people to start setting up some recordings for some upcoming shows. So it's going to be fun getting back into the swing of things. But, you know, you got to kind of take a step back for about a week or so and kind of recharge the mind, you know, get yourself ready for the upcoming season.
Absolutely. I'm going to probably need one of those before the season starts. I feel like it's just nonstop over here on my end at Locked On Spurs and at Ken's 5. But hey, get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. And subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, the list goes on and on. So for Joe, the married man advice giver, Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.